Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. It's another Monday. Last week, it was MLK Day, so we're going to bring in some new information. We're going to highlight local artists from Funky Town, that is, and Miss Asha Fire and Miss E. Smith. They're supposed to be calling in and, giving us a little bit about what's going on and how it's going, and, that there's going to be a concert on the 29th, and they're going to talk about that a little bit, too. I know I put out the show will be from 6 to 8 today. We're going to have to only do an hour today. Just kind of bear with me on doing the show. Sometimes, emergencies come up. So, how y'all doing? I'm just glad that I'm on here today and, and everything going to work itself out. But anyway, how you all doing? And I would like to let you all know to start off my show, I always do. You may not agree with what, someone is on here saying. We're going to learn to, disagree. Hey, my thought ain't your thought. So we're going to leave it like that. But we're going to start it off today. I shall miss y'all, man. I like being on the show and educating and learning from other people and teaching. That's what it's all about. When you know something, you share it, So we're going to go ahead on with a song to start off with. I love my music. And like I said, we're gonna do what we usually do. And we're gonna do a little commercials and different things like that. We're gonna try to change up the game a little bit, give people time to come on and do what they need to do. But I always believe in yourself. That's what time it is. Everybody's not gonna be on the same page that you're on at the same time. Your dream. That's why it's called your dream. It's not everyone else's dream. So always keep in mind when you're trying to build something or you'll do something different, when people, don't understand or they say, it's not going to work or whatever, prove them wrong. That's why it's called your dream. So we're going to go ahead on and I'm going to play this song and then I'm going to come back with you with some more information and some more knowledge. And here we are.
Thank you.
All right, I believe. You must always believe in yourself. You know, that's what it is. You know, a lot of people look for validation from other people in order, you know, for them to go to the next level. But you have to believe in yourself. It's you. You know, these are your dreams. This is your walk. So, you know, those people are not Jesus and they're not God. So it should not matter if they validate you, if they hit you on your shoulder and say that's a good job or whatever. It's all about what you believe in yourself. And always remember that. And we're going to go to a local gentleman, Church Ball Young Powell. I know he's from Dallas, but, hey, you know, it's right next door. So he's still local. Here we go.
Sometimes I feel like he can't hear me.
I ain't tripping.
Hey, let me get up out my feelings.
I ain't tripping.
See, that's just the price of living.
I ain't tripping.
Sometimes it be like that, but I know he got my back. Hey, hallelujah.
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 Wait a minute, now. We got a problem to spit about. What you tripping about? Get the Bible, then hit it, bro. Put your hands in the air, wave it like it just don't care. Don't be scared, it's his favorite cat. Turn what you mean, don't swear at all. Bounce to the beat, throw your mind, bounce to the beat. Do it like me, lift his name up high. Matter of fact, do it like a G. Can't you see? What's your problem, dog? What's your problem, dog? You mad, bro? I'll up in your feelings, dog. He ain't there what you want him, but he's there what you need him on time. Just giving out to it, don't worry about the thing, you fine. I'ma do my thing, ain't worry about the thing, just grind. So thank you, Lord. Let's ride.
Sometimes I feel like he can't hear me.
I ain't tripping.
Hey, let me get up out my feelings.
I ain't tripping.
See, that's just the price of living.
I ain't tripping.
Sometimes it be like that, but I know we got my back. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah. That's the highest praise. Let me thank the Lord for another day. When it feel like I be down and out, he came and made a way. Things never stay busy, but I know God got me. When I ain't got no money, my witness. He done brought me through so much, I can't even get it out. But I'm so thankful for my eyes, my ears, my arm, my legs, my mouth, my temple, man. Thanks to Lord for the roof over my head and for them four wheels spinning that get me to that bread. I say glory, hallelujah. 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 Lord, I salute.
Sometimes I feel like he can't hear me.
I ain't tripping.
Hey, let me get up out my feelings.
I ain't tripping.
See, that's just the price of living.
I ain't tripping.
Sometimes it be like that, but I know we got my back. Hey,
hallelujah.
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 Yeah.
All right, all right. Church Boy Powell, you know, he's local, and that young man, you know, he's a part of Maroon 9, which is the sickle cell anemia fight against sickle cell with Cynthia McKinney and Aliko McKinney. It's something that they do, and they're great at it, and everything is going for him. But he happened to have sickle cell, and you see how he get up. And I know there's times he go through aches and pains and stuff like that. But this young man giving all the praise to God, and all we can do is back our local talent. This is what this topic is about today. You know, we have talent right here. We go see, you know, Kelly and them, you know, all the Kellys don't even know who I am, or you go and you see the whining, they don't know who you are. Let's support our local talent that goes for the music, acting department, anything that our people are doing locally, and I mean in the Metroplex is what I'm talking about, DFW. So let's back them, you know. It's talent here. Let's flick the big and turn and, you know, have the lights in there and the lighters in the air for them, you know, like we do with the concerts. So, you know, I'm gonna go ahead on and I'm gonna do some commercials and here we go.
This is your girl Kay with This Is It DNA Diagnostic Mobile Center. You're listening to Step Your Game Up Radio on blogtalkradio.com.
It's your man, Mr. B, host of the ITAB show, I Trust and Believe. You're listening to the sounds, the woman of the hour, Miss KKK of the Answer Is You show. She'll make you do what it do.
Yo, what's up? This your boy, Lico Mac from Sagu Radio, and you're listening to The Answer Is You with Miss K, where she keep it 100 all the time. Hey, keep doing your thing, Miss K. Yeah.
Hey, that was our commercials, and you know, those two men, they have my back, and I have them, and you know, God has put us together, these spirits, and you know, we all love God, and it's just blend together, and Mr. B is new to the, you know, new to the radio station. You know, Mr. Lico started it, but I'm just grateful to even be amongst them two gentlemen, you know. And, yeah, thank y'all so much for being there for me. You know, I had y'all back, too. So, like I was stating that we're going to be speaking with local artists. You know, our local artist, Miss Asha Fire, is going to come on, and she's going to be speaking about the concert that's going to be on the 29th here on Lancaster here in Fort Worth. She and she's going to be not performing, but on the roster. The headliner is going to be E. Smith. So E. Smith, she's going to be performing also. And we'll hopefully get a call in. You know, Miss E. Smith, you know, she's furthering her education, and I give all the props to her. Do it, baby, do it. Education, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, and I'm proud of her. But I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to do another song, and I'll come right back to you.
Let's have some fun.
Love it, man.
G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the South, so real. Going back to the future, y'all. Check it, check it. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Loving the word of God like a Bible professor. Not just for sight, like a Bible collector. Eating the lamb up like I'm Hannibal Lecter. Jeremiah 5:25 made me change. Psalms 25 got it tatted on my brain. Took a song I sang and made it a new thing. Gave my life to Christ and he gave me a new name. DMD, I'm back with 25 flows. Waited upon the Lord to open 25 doors. 25 ways to praise him, choose one. He came about the grave to save and lose none. He gave me my life back and my wife back. Two kids, two cars, a crib. 30 is to 20, like 40 to 25. I'ma point you to the word, cause the word's alive. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved.
316, about 25 Bibles to get us like a billion, 25 Bibles. Mad cause we just smashed 25 Bibles. cause I am with the Lord, so I'm going all the way in.
I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. To the good book, trying to tell the hoods in the hood it's a good look. Let the word guide me, gave me my swagger. Used to use it like a sword, now it's more like a dagger. Jesus said, try me, don't you deny me. Get the word inside me, use it like an ivy. Just like my bishop, man, gave me a vision, man. Took me from a fool to a sold out bishop, man. Made me a soldier, fight for Jehovah. No, this ain't Picker JC, thought I told you. He's my provider, let the word shield me. Protects me from hating words sent to kill me. But they won't stop me, cause the Lord got me. Tell me that I can't tell a hater back. Watch me, watch me turn heads, cause the word got me shining. Matthew 25:25 got me grinding. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved.
Love it, man.
That's how we do it. DMB, Young Bizzle, King Jesus, Third Coast.
Love it, man.
G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the South, so real. G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the South, so real.
All right, all right. He had them 25 Bibles on his dresser. That's what we're talking about, putting God first and the rest will follow. Yes, yes, that's what I'm talking about. So we're here today, and the topic is local, local artists, you know, and I'm going to have the privilege to interview two of Fort Worth's finest in the entertainment district. Miss East Smith and Miss Asha Fire, and we will be showcasing them tonight. They're supposed to be calling in. Miss East Smith, you know, she's doing her education thing, and she may not be able to, but I'm gonna represent her anyway. You know, that's what we do. We have each other back on this show. You know, I do my work just in case, and my research just in case they can't, you know, call in, and I don't want her to mess up no testing and miss class at all, you know, because she can always come back on the show. So I'm just saying that to say this, you know, we have to be there for our artists. Everything don't pan out the way it say, but to know E. Smith, Miss K got your back. Also, Miss Ashafi will be calling in. I got that confirmation from her. She will be calling in about 6:30, 6:35, something like that. But what I'm going to go ahead and do is give you a little bit of information. The show, mark your calendars for the 29th, 2017. It is a grown and sexy, all-black dress code. You got a dress to impress. The tickets are $10 pre-sale, and at the door is 12, and it's BYOB. So please call into the show if you want to know any information. What it's going to do is Ms. Smith is going to be headlining on the 29th, and she's going to be down here on Lancaster here in Fort Worth, Texas. The address is 3136 East Lancaster Avenue. That's Fort Worth, Texas, 76103. She's going to be performing is the ticket. I'm looking at the ticket, Soundstage Entertainment. And this will be my first time going. And, you know, I said this is a new year. We're going to change some things. So I'm going to show up pretty regularly, you know, where I can for the local artists and stuff. So, you know, like I said, it's $10 pre-sale tickets, and then it's $12 at the door. You dress to impress, and it's an all-black gathering. and let's come on out and you know, put our hands together and let these artists know that we are here for them and we believe in them. And this is not only for music. It's for actors, actresses, you know, anything you have going on. You have a business, entrepreneurs, you know, all of the above. That's what I'm talking about. So call into the show or get in touch with Kay Smith at 817-566-4555. We're going to go ahead and let me see. We're going to play one more song, and then I'm going to go to the lines and see if you want to speak. Just push the number one when I come back after this song. You know, just push the number one, and I'll open up your microphone for you so you can speak and say what you have to say. We're going to play one more song. Here we go.
Yo, what's up? I'ma kick it with mine, y'all know. Just let me get out of here. Here we go. Well, it's time to make that change. People of the world today are fading. All of us have our ups and downs. You better think about it or you won't be around. What we need is a little bit of love. Sent by one from heaven up above. Take a peek, it's simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying. What? Yep, yep.
Yep, yep.
It's about
Yes, yes, yes. That's the wine. It's time to make that change. You know, if you know what you need to make a change in, whether it's spiritually, whether it's, you know, just in a personal way. I'm not the type of person that sit up and make New Year's resolutions. I'm not that type of person. You know, it is what it is with me. I think when you try to set goals for yourself, some people it works, but not for everyone, you know. And if you don't make the goal or if you don't keep it up, then, you know, you be walking around here stressed, ooh, I should have lost 10 pounds by now. Now, see, that's stress to me. That type of mess, you know, I don't deal with, you know. If you can control it, you know, don't deal with stress. If it happened, it happened. You know, just take baby steps, you know. Yes, get out there and exercise. Even if you're not up under a personal trainer, you know, just stand in place. You know, just walk in place. You know, just bring your heart rate up is what is more important. And you know, I use the health thing. And as far as eating differently, make sure you know your blood type. And if you know your blood type is going to tell you what types of foods your body is supposed to be digesting. You know, that's just what that is. You know, if you need to know any information about that, my name is Kay Smith. You already know that. My phone number is 817-566-4555. I do administer the test, and it can tell you if you don't know your blood type. I can come meet you, and we can get that test done. It only takes 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, you'll know. And in that way, you can start planning your meals and everything, because don't know one thing help everybody. You know, you hear people, doctors, you know, physicians and, you know, people that's in the health field say green tea is good for everybody, but it's not. You know, and no, don't know one thing help everybody. That's not the truth, you know. So, I mean, I know for a fact I'm O positive, and it tells me I'm not supposed to be digesting green tea, wheat, barley. You know, those are the things, oh, wheat bread is good for you. No, if you don't know your blood type, get in touch with Ms. K at 817-566-4555. It's best for you to know than guesstimate it. You know, that's probably why when you eat, you know, when like with me, I can eat chocolate or something sweet, and it puts me to sleep, you know. And most people don't do that. You know, it keep them awake, keep them jumping, you know, give them energy, but it don't. It makes me tired. Like back in the day when I did drink coffee, it would put me to sleep. So I wouldn't drink coffee, you know, at work. You know, some people do that first thing in the morning. I'm going to miss work that day, you know, because it's going to put me to sleep. So, Asha, if you're out there, push the number one and I'll open up your mic. If not, I'm going to keep on talking until Miss Fire calls in, and that way she can give you, you know, introduce herself, and we can, you know, listen to her, and she can tell us about what she's on her way doing and what the concert going to be about it, and then her other accolades and different things like that. So I'm going to go back to the speaking about the wellness and the things that we need to do for ourselves. You know, so that's why I say I do personalized oils. Get in touch with me, you know, and I say this all the time on my show. You know, don't know one oil help everybody, and I keep saying that. And the reason being is that I have people that are my customers now. They shared with me about, you know, where they've dealt with people that have made different oils and stuff, you know, for the hot flashes and you know, and different things like that. Everybody can't deal with just peppermint, you know. You know, everybody's immune system is different. We're all are not from the same mother and father. That's the way I cut through the chase and just let them know, you know, everybody is not the same. My mama is not your mama, so what would help me might not, you know, help you the same. So I just try to educate and help you to know that there are different, you know, ways and other alternative ways of taking care of yourself. It is truly, you know, out here for you, you know. And it's like I have a lot of customers that deal with insulin, being diabetics and stuff like that. We sit down and we talk about it, and do a consultation with them. And, you know, it's just different things that you could do, like with different oils. And I know a lot of people don't like swallowing pills. I don't either. So that's what made me, you know, get into this and really research. But I needed something to have the same effect as if I was taking the pill or whatever. And I was, turned on and followed, you know, what God said. He showed me, you know, oils and, you know, the different oils in the Bibles and stuff, in the Bible and stuff. And I like researching. I like knowing. I like teaching. I like sharing information that would help anybody, you know. And that's just the type of person I am. So when I, sat down and looked into it and paid attention to it, yes, you know, this is something that it doesn't even have a side effect. And that's what's really, you know, gets us, is the pills that we take and have side effects. And so it's just like, let me educate you on something that is good for you. I'm not, you know, trying to tell you that I'm your doctor or anything like that, but you have an alternative way of, dealing with your illnesses and stuff like that. Because a lot of them say, ooh, I just hate taking these pills. You know, sometimes I take them every other day. I don't, you know, take it every day like they say do, you know. But, you know, you need it in your system. So with these oils, you don't have to worry about, oh, I forgot to pop this pill. You just rub it on you, you know. And you've had your doses, you know, for whatever you need it for. It can be for PMS. It can be for erectile dysfunction. I have oil for that. I have oils for that would help you with the pain with lupus, weight loss oils. You know, Miss K is here, and we can put our head together and get what you need, you know. So there's no excuse. You know, when you know better, you do better. And if you're ADHD or you have a child that's ADD, you know, I have all of that in an oil. We can sit down and do a consultation, and these oils are personalized just for you. It's not for you because your fragrances. And you might be allergic to a certain fragrance that your sister's not allergic to, you know. So that's why I personalize everything. This is just for you. Anybody that come through me, they have a file with me. I don't care if you just come to me to just get something for insomnia. You have a file in Miss K's, you know, place. You know, so if you ever call back and say, well, Miss K, what was the name of that oil? I need some of that oil. And I got your file, and I know what you're talking about. So, you know, let's just open our minds up and to know that there are different ways of making ourselves feel good and making ourselves healthier. Just like if you have ear drainage, you know, lavender, melaleuca. Melaleuca is the brand name for tea tree oil. So and peppermint, you put those three together and rub it on your behind your ears, on both of your ears, and you rub it out down to your glandular, down your neck, and believe me, you will see the difference in the drainage and stuff. You know, I have people that have sinuses and they say they drain, you know, into their ear or what have you, and that truly works. And like a lot of people have problems. I say developing insulin in their body, they have problems doing that. And all you need is bitter fennel, some dill, and coriander oil. That's all you have to do. Get those three oils together and then get the insulin working like it should in your body. So there are other ways, and there's other, you know, outside of swallowing pills. And that's the first thing people say, oh, I'm tired of swallowing these pills. They say I have to be on it for the rest of my life. And like I said, I'm not a doctor, but I can show you that there are different ways in healing yourself or taking care of yourself, you know. And just like with arthritis, I have a lot of patients. I wouldn't say patients. I have a lot of people because I'm not a doctor. I have a lot of people, clients. We're going to use clients that have crippling arthritis, bursitis. You know, they have carpal tunnel in their hands, and they have crippling in arthritis in their fingers, their toes. So, you know, with arthritis, you need ginger, turmeric, myrrh, and frankincense, and orange. You mix those oils together, and believe me, you will see the movements in your hands. The aching and the hurting and the pain is not there like it was. And I'm telling you from what I researched and people have bought from me, and these are their testimonies back to me, you know. And it's like, you know, come on, people. You know, I'm giving you the information, so it's no excuse, you know, on you don't know or you didn't know, you know. Even if the people are not on here, maybe you could just pass the information along to the ones, you know, that have lupus, they have sickle cell and they be in pain and stuff. And these oils can also be diffused in the air. You know, you could just take the oils that I make for you and put it in a diffuser, and you can sleep just like if you have sinuses real bad. I make this blend for sinuses and immune builder, and you can put it, you can rub it on always. You can rub it on, put it on the back of your neck, or you can put it on inside your wrist, across your forehead, on your temples, or you can put it in a diffuser in your room and you know, put the oil in there and diffuse it while you're sleeping. And you will see a difference when you wake up the next morning. And again, I'm saying this because this is the feedback that I'm getting from, you know, the clients that I have helped. And just like black pepper, you know, people that have neuropathy, anything that you have a problem with circulation, black pepper oil is very good, you know, for that. Who would think? You know, before I got into this, I didn't know nothing about no black pepper oil. That's why I like to learn. I like to research. And turmeric is very good also, you know. So these are the oils that Miss K can help you with. You know, I can do a blend for you, just for you, nobody else. But, yes, I could do that. And also for people who's dealing with, fear, and I've run across that a lot. You know, they have night terror. You know, people that have been to war or in an abusive relationship, even children, you know, for whatever reason they have, you know, night terrors is what they're called. But even with that, I can make a blend of sandalwood, cypress, lavender, and frankincense. And that would help ease your mind to where it's just like in my head, I tell them, you cut the light off on your mind and you're able to sleep. You can also diffuse that, you know. And if you're having a weight problem, like obesity, you know, that's real prominent here in the United States. Well, darn it, everywhere now. But, you know, I can make you a blend of grapefruit oil, lemon, lime, and some thyme. And I can also mix some juniper berry. And you know, it drives away, you know, those cravings, those negative cravings. You get up in the middle of the night or when you stress, you know, that type of eating, it helps you with all of that. So there is another way of dealing with and outside of swallowing pills, you know, with side effects. Also, if you're dealing with anxiety, lavender, rose, and cedarwood is very good for that also. And if you have panic attacks, lavender, frankincense, and ling ling, very good. And all of these oils that I'm calling out, I can make these blends for you. Or you're more than happy to go to my website, purchase the oils on my website, and I still blend them for you. It doesn't matter. If you don't trust yourself, Miss K is here. Like if you have rage, you don't know why you're mad. You just angry just for nothing. You know, we got the Roma, chamomile, ling ling, you know, and that relaxes you. That keeps the negative from forming in your mind. And you know, it's stress, you know, it's bergamot, lemon and lavender. It just goes on and on. So just give me a call, 817-566-4555. You don't have to sit over and go through these things. And I'm going to tell you this here. Don't be embarrassed. You know, and I know it's easier said than done. You know, we don't want nobody in our business because I'm like that. I'm not dealing with the depression and stuff like that because I just let it roll off my back. I say what I have to say and let it roll off my back, you know. But everybody can't do that, you know. Like people deal with depression. You know, use the mandarin oil, lemon, and jasmine, and helichrysum. Oh, man, that on the spot, that's even for the adults and the children. If you have kids, kids get depressed, too. You know, kids get depressed, too. So what we are doing, you don't think it's rolling off to the kids or the grandkids or whatever? It does. It does. And it interferes with people that you really don't think it do, but it does. These children are going through so much turmoil, so much pain, and they too young. They can't voice why they're going through it. They just know something is not right. And then they lash out. We punish them, you know, because, you know, that's what we do. You don't do that. You don't do this. But we're not aware because they can't articulate to us why they feeling the way they feel. So, you know, please help anybody that you think that's going through something, give them Miss K number, and we can sit down and we can talk. And you know, I don't believe in no, you know, or I can't do. That's just those things that I just don't accept. Let's try, you know. And then if we don't get it, we're going to try again. You're not alone in this. You know, and I know that there are mothers out there that's raising children. I know you're depressed. I know you're going through. You probably have to work two jobs, you know, to keep everybody afloat. And sometimes the kids, you know, get out of hand or whatever. I have a relaxation oil for you too, Mama. You know, so call Miss K, 817-566-4555. And, you know, I just want you all to know that it is an alternative way of dealing with anything you're going through. But you have to take the first step, you know. Just tell me about your health or what you're going through, and we both will go through it together. You know, let's let Ms. K help you. You know, like I say, I'm not a doctor. You make sure you let your doctor know what's going on. I'm not saying use these oils and get yourself out for the medication. It's going to show itself because this is what God put me on this road. This is what God put me. And everything is blessed. You don't have to worry about nothing coming from Ms. K. Before I do anything, I pray over everything. And that's just how I do my business because I am nothing and I can't do anything without God. And that's Ms. K. Now, if you don't believe in all that, oh, well, I can still help you, too. But I'm just saying, because there's some people that don't believe. But, baby, let me tell you, I believe. Every day he shows me. So you don't have to worry about, oh, are these blessed oils? Yes, ma'am. The blessed oil, baby. Yes, it is. Ms. K, pray over them. These are God-sent oils. I have the oils that's in the Bible. I have all of that. I have praying oil. And when I tell you, oh, man, that's something else. It takes you to it makes you feel so good. Your mind be so relaxed. And when you're reading the Bible, it's just like, to me, it makes me feel like I'm right there. You know, I understand it more so. It comes alive for me. So please call Ms. K, 817-566-4555. And I also, these same oils, if you have a pet that have arthritis or a pet that have foul odor in their mouth, you know, shoot, dogs need their teeth pulled too, you know. Or if a dog have a bad odor in their mouth, that could be me. It can mean that it might be some internal that's going on with the dog. But I do the same oils for us. I do it for pets. They're so mild. They're all organic. So you'll never have to worry ever about rough, got arthritis, he can't move, you know, you got to pick him up. Call Miss K. Let me give you some of that lavender and that peppermint and see how the dog do. You can even buy a diffuser from me and diffuse the room where the dog sleep if you don't want to rub anything on the dog. So let's get that together. I do pets, too. I'm not being funny. That's just the truth. You know, that's what I do. These oils are oils that are organic, and I stand by them. My family use them. I use them. And it has done us a lot of justice, and I'm not worried about anything, you know, because when God is in play, everything is going to be. If there's anyone out there that want to talk about the topic or have anything to say, push the number one, and I'll open up your mic, and you'll be free to talk, you know. If not, I'm going to keep on talking because Miss K going to talk. Yes. Also, what's important, too, is to detoxify your body. And I'm not talking about going to Walgreens, Walmart, or whatever, to the health food store and get a seven-day pill thing. You swallow these for 7 days, you know, you have to be on a certain regimen or whatever. I make that in oil. And that way you don't have to worry about staying by the commode all day. These are oils that you have to go urinate more so than before, because that's how it is detoxing your body. So I just want people to know that there's another level. You do not have to swallow these pills. The pills leave, you know, there are side effects. You know, they tell you everything all right when you wake up tomorrow morning. Now, they didn't, you know, they come about, you know, X, Y, Z. You know, this is no longer good for you. Now, for the people that are alcoholics or trying to stop drinking, you know, you can use rosemary oil, basil, frankincense, and chamomile. That would, when you get ready to think you want to drink, Miss K will make it up for you, and you just roll it on your hand and just sniff it, or put it on a cotton ball and just take it around with you and sniff it. When you feel like you want to drink, you do that. And believe me, I'm telling you what, I've tried these oils on different people, and this is what they came back and told me. These are their testimonies that I'm sharing with you all. And also, the caffeine, if you smoke, drink coffee, and, you know, use some basil and grapefruit, you know. And if you got the sweet cravings like Miss K do, yes, I do, I use the clove, the grapefruit, and peppermint, and it keeps my craving down. You know, if I feel like, because I know I've already eating, so, you know, we used to snacking and all that type of stuff. So when I get that urge, I open it up and I sniff it, you know, rub it in my hand and sniff it. And that's what I do. And that clove and grapefruit and peppermint all together. And like if you have an eating disorder, you know, grapefruit, bergamot, and cinnamon are good for craving your appetite. You know, I have family members and friends that they obese and they've had the gastric bypass and, you know, and different things like that, what they do to sleeves and all that. And they still have problems dealing with reality, you know. They still think that they are heavy, and they're not. And I've seen them go through suffering, you know. And I introduced them to the oils. I did my research first, though. And, you know, a lot of them are man, along with what they need, their regimen, this helps them, you know, to stay on task, because they still have those same old cravings and stuff. That stuff don't go away. That's why it's so important for you to see a therapist before you have any type of surgery or anything like that, because your body, even though you're getting your body trimmed down and sleeved up and whatever y'all do, but those cravings are still embedded in your head, your mind. So you have to do a mind, body, and soul detoxing. You got to, your mind, if your mind is not understanding, it's going to have the body going all ever which way. So please keep that in mind. And if you're out there, and I'm going to say it, and you're addicted to porn, because it is a such thing, and it do happen, you can use frankincense. And if you're a sex addict, you can use sandalwood. I can mix that up for you, and you can do, you know, hey, you can carry that around, and you feel like, you know, when you go to your little meetings or whatever, and then you get whatever urge, whatever they do, you know, this is another thing that you can use. I'm just trying to educate, you know. And these are things that have worked for people that I've run across. With these questions, and I made it up for them, and this is the information they gave back to me. Now, I'm not saying I know pedophiles and all that old type of stuff. I don't know what they do, but if they ask me for something, and, you know, I don't dig in there and see what you have done, but if they're asking for help, I do the best I can, you know. So, no, I'm not an advocate of all that, you know, messing with little kids, messing with old people, messing with each other. You know, that's them. But if they ask for help, that's what I'm here for. I'm going to go on and Miss Fire, she hadn't called in yet, and we got 5 minutes left here on the show. But I'm going to put on some more music, play something right quick, and we'll take it from there. But I just want you all to know I'm just here to educate. And if you have any questions or any thoughts or anything, please, feel free to give me a call, 817-566-4555. I'm telling you this, and I'm going to say it, don't call me if you're not serious, you know. Just because you see lavender in Walmart, that doesn't mean that it's the lavender that you need for, you know, what you need, because this is all organic oil. These are oils that are steamed and pressed from the actual flower, bark, whatever, you know, however you get here. Now, this is not nothing with synthetic in it, because anything in a store, in order for it to be on that shelf, it is synthetic. You're not getting the 100% of it. You're not getting the organic part of it. So I stress that, because a lot of people, oh, well, this is what I use. Well, yours is different from mine. Then you bought it from the store. It's organic, so it's going to be a difference. So please, people, be serious about it. Common sense will tell me it can't be the real deal if it's $2. Now, I'm just putting it out there. You can't think that it is the real deal if it's $2 and at the store. You see what I'm saying? So you got to do your research. Research. It should not have no additives in it. It just should say frankincense and tell you where it derived from, the plant, and tell you how it was steamed, how it was distilled and pressed from the bark of frankincense or the flower, whatever it's going to be. Lavender, whatever, you know. So that's when you know. That's when you know. And which, you know, you order it, you can go on my website, www.mydotora/Andrea Anderson. You can go on there and you can order those oils for me. Or you can call me and I can order them and I can mix them up for you. You know, I get that a lot. So we're going to do some music right quick. I know I can talk, but please listen, people. Nothing at no beauty shop that says lavender is what you need. It is not organic. Believe me, it's not. Because if it was, it would cost more than $2. So just invest in yourself. You need the best of everything. So here we go.
Now. Oh yeah. tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up. Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on the organ now.
Thank you all for holding and being on the show. You know, like, you know, you don't have to say nothing on my show. You know, just if you know you want to talk, y'all got my number. A lot of people are very shy, but I want you to know that I appreciate you all being there for me, and your feedback mean a whole lot to me. And please, if there is anything I can help anybody with or put you on the right road to what you're looking for or the answer that you're needing, that's what Ms. K is here for. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up. I have some oils and stuff for that. I make personalized baskets. So you can put your order in ASAP. You know, I really need to know early about the baskets. You know, if you want to give your loved one something, you know, some oils, yes, some adult oils, that is. But hey, I'm a this is going to be the end of the show this evening. I'm getting off. I had a prior engagement. I just took time out to hold on a minute. Is this Asha Fire? Hold on. Here she is. Hello,
Asha. How you doing?
Hey, yes, you know how it goes. How you doing?
Been a rough day, but I'm making it. How y'all doing
there? Yes, thanks. They doing fine. And but look, I know we kind of counting down to getting off a little early, so go ahead and tell the people about you and what you have coming up, and also what's going on for you in Dallas.
All right, thanks. Okay. Everyone, how y'all doing out there? I'm Asha Faya, neo-soul artist, spoken word artist from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm going to be having a show called the 222 Unplugged Vibe Show. It's E. Smith's concert, album concert, where she's going to be performing all her hits from her album 222. I myself will be one of the opening artists there. Myself, Flex God, Unique Champion, they're going to be opening artists there as well. It's going to be this Sunday, January the 29th, at Competition Music on East Lancaster in Fort Worth. It's 3136 East Lancaster Road. So it's going to be hot. The tickets are $10. I do have access to tickets, and E-Rasta has tickets as well. You can contact me on Facebook or by phone, 682-808-0151 to get tickets, or you can hit E-Rasta in her inbox through Facebook to get tickets. The tickets, once again, are $10. If you get them pre-sale at the door, they're going to be $12. Also, I've been nominated for the Texas Solo Artist Awards by Bridges of Music. Yeah, so I'm going to be competing against some other bands that are from the Texas area. So I need y'all to come out and support and nominate and vote for Asha Fire for the Texas Solo Artist of the Year.
yes.
I have those tickets as well. Those tickets are $10. I'm out here working hard, repping my city. And those tickets are $10. It's not till May the 1st, but I do have tickets on sale. You can once again contact me through 682-808-0151 to get tickets for the award show as well. And this is for all ages. We also have tickets for children. The tickets for children are $5. For adults, it's $10. So you can't beat that. You can bring the kids with you. Don't have no excuse not to come out and support. You can even bring the kids. It's going to be good, clean music. So you don't have to worry about any profanity. None of that going on. It's going to be at the Curtain Club in Dallas. And
okay.
The address of that is 2800 Main Street in Dallas. And it's going to be Monday, May the 1st. From 6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
All right, then. See, that's what I was telling them about, you know, the local artists and stuff. And this is what I'm saying, people. You know, we'll go see R. Kelly and them and all that, but we have talent here, you know. So
that's
the same, you know, the same energy that we put into going, you know, to see them, you know, they don't know who we are, but we can touch Asha. We can talk to Asha. You know, we can see her. So we got to invest in our talent. And, sister, you know I got your back. You already know that, and I'm going to try to get to Dallas.
Yeah, been day one supportive, man, day one supportive.
Man, I just, you know, and sister getting it out there, and she on her grind 24/7. And when you see her, I ain't never heard her being mad or upset, no nothing. You know, she just, this is just her. So anytime you see her, you know, sometimes you hear people holler, oh, when I try to talk to her, they got attitude. That's not what this is.
Amen.
You know, she's that woman and she that queen, and she's Asha at all time. Not saying she can't get there. But we ain't trying to make the queen get there. we need to be there to help each other out. Just like with E. Smith, you know, I learned from her through Asha. Man, we got talent, and it's not only musical. We got acting talent here from Fort Worth.
Right.
You know, Mr. Bradford. You know, he's been on my show, and I just want to applaud. I'm trying to get it together here. I just want to applaud you and what you do and how you be handling it. Like I said, man, it's just a rarity that you run across real. And I'm just gonna say it, you know, and that's what it is. It's just, man, real, recognized real, and I want you to know that I'm here. Anytime you want to come on here, you know how Miss K is. Get out here. If you get an ice cream cones, upside down ice cream cones, you get on here and say, we're going to come back, you know.
Yes,
we're going to get out here and make it happen. But Miss Asha is also to me, and this is for me, you know, to the world. She's an excellent mother. You understand me? That's what gets me. See, oh man, she's doing the darn thing. I'm just gonna put it like that. She's an artist. She's a mother first. And she's an artist. Those babies, man, you see them smiles on their face and stuff. And with me being a single mother and a black mother, you know, I'm a queen too. You know, you recognize. You know, the work that goes into making these babies smile, even though we do our thing outside of the house, you know, or we do other things. Those babies, man, she doing it, man. So young women, and I'm coming up, you know, I'm trying to get something together as we speak. Come out and meet real women. I'm not saying your mom and grandmama and them not. They can come too. They real too because they've been here for us probably. But I'm just saying we need to get together in this community. You are no better than me, though. You know what I'm saying? You're no better than me, and I'm no better than you. Let's sit down and let's talk about it because a young lady wouldn't know everything that me and Miss Aisha know as far as balancing. That's where I'm going with this. So when I hear a lady say, I have to work, I can't be there, I can't do this, I can't, let me tell you something. Yeah, you can. You know, you can. You can be there for them babies the best you can. You know, and it's not always give them a toy because you wasn't there. We're going to shut their mouth. You know what I'm saying? And that's what goes on. Well, he dressed the best, but he wants your undivided attention. And I'm going to tell you this, children, and you can vouch for this, Miss Aisha, they want to know how our day was, you know?
Yeah.
They want to know how mama doing or how daddy doing. Don't say, child, just go in there and sit down. I'm all right. Talk to them babies. You'll get a better product out of them later on in life, I promise. And I just want to commend you. You know, I had to get that off my chest. It's just
Thank
a lot of things
you.
Going on. And you keep up the good work and keep following, your spirituality and same thing here. You've got to get in tune with your spirituality in order for you to be in tune, period. That's just me.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. That's
you got
right.
to. And them babies will tell a story about the household they in. And, baby, yes, baby, they tell a story, especially to a trained eye, you know.
Yeah.
So be blessed, and I appreciate you coming on here. And I'm going to go on and do this, yes, at any time.
All right.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
That's
my girl. That's my girl. Yes, it is. Yeah, so, keep up the good work. Anything else come up, you know, we're going to talk. We always talking, so we're going to do what we need to do and get it done. And I just want to be out there in the community doing what needs to be done, however I can help. But I'm going to be there on Lancaster for sure. I already marked the date, and I'm going to have to go get some. Yeah, I done lost some weight and been using this weight all over here. Baby, I'm going to get pretty.
I know that's right.
Going to do what I do.
Women, we have to be pretty sometimes.
Oh, yes,
not
we can say that.
Just because,
you know, I already know I'm a blessed queen. You know, I already know my worth, but I need to show you that I do know what I'm worth. Here it is.
That's right.
You know, so yes, ma'am. So I'll be talking with you, and thank you for calling into the show. And tell keep
on.
Up the good work. Huh?
I said thank you for having me on.
Oh, yes. And I was telling the audience about E. You know, she's, you know, getting her degree and stuff. I'm forward, you know.
Yeah.
And we're going to Yes, she really is. And I just met her, and you can just feel that spirit, you know. So may God be with you, and just give me a call at any time, and I'm going to end the show. Love you, sister, and you keep up the good work.
Love you, too.
All right.
Love all y'all.
Miss Aisha Fine. All right. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.